In Russia, the director of the famous Bolshoi Theater is defending a decision to fire a popular ballerina. The dismissal won worldwide attention because of the reason. Her employers say Anastasia Volochkova was too tall and too heavy to perform. NPR's Lauren Sheets reports.
Anastasia Volochkova has long been the stuff of tabloid newspapers. Her stunning beauty has made her a fashion icon here, and she cuts a flashy image. On this day, Volochkova sits in a chauffeured Mercedes, clad in huge diamond earrings and gold jewelry. For 5 years, Volochkova's signature role was as a soloist in the Bolshoi's production of Swan Lake. But earlier this month, she was suddenly dropped. Volochkova says even during rehearsals, 2 nights before she was to go on stage, there was no hint of trouble.
It was a dress rehearsal on the stage of the Bolshoi, and there were many people from our work, many teachers, ballet masters, and ballet directors. And of course, if I would be not in shape, I guess they would mention it to me.
Bolshoi director Anatoly Iskhanov says the reason Volochkova was dropped from Swan Lake is because most male dancers find her hard to lift.
It's difficult to say how much a ballerina should weigh. The question is whether her partners can lift her or not. And unfortunately, we don't have any dancers that can lift her right now.
Volochkova dismisses this explanation. She says she's 5'7" and weighs 109 pounds. She says she long ago gave up a purported love of ice cream and that her dimensions haven't changed.
For 5 years, they never said a word to me, and everything was okay. I was not heavy, I was not tall, and now, during these 2 weeks, I became too heavy, too tall, too impossible.
Bolshoi director Anatoly Iskhanov says Volochkova's demands were impossible. He says the 27-year-old dancer was offered a new contract after being scratched from Swan Lake, but that she insisted on too many conditions, among other things, leading roles in performances abroad.
Every day, she made new demands which were impossible to satisfy. Anastasia is not the leading ballerina of the Bolshoi Theater, and she is not its face.
To be sure, Volochkova has many detractors. Leading Russian ballet critic Vadim Gaevsky says were it not for Volochkova's pop star image and high-profile connections, she would have been booted from the Bolshoi long ago.
This ballerina and her career were a creation of the media. She came to believe she was something more.
But Gaevsky says the Bolshoi was wrong to blame Volochkova's dismissal on her physical size. He says there are heavier and taller ballerinas than Volochkova in Russia. Volochkova suggests a behind-the-scenes plot at the Bolshoi could be the real reason for her firing. She says she regrets the uproar, but is considering suing the theater anyway.
It's all nonsense, what's going on. And Bolshoi Theater doesn't deserve it. And I don't understand why administrations need this scandal, why they need it in the international way.
Ballet in Russia has often been the subject of scandal. Romantic liaisons between members of the Tsarist nobility and famous ballerinas were legendary more than a century ago. Volochkova's own ties to powerful Russian business and political interests have been widely publicized. That's added even more intrigue to what one newspaper here called the soap ballet surrounding her firing. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.